I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Carotid artery disease is a major cause of stroke in the United States. To talk about carotid artery disease is Dr. Christine Homestead. She's an associate professor of neurology and emergency medicine, and she's the medical director of teleneuroscience at MUSC. Dr. Homestead, tell us about carotid artery disease.
Carotid artery disease is when the carotid arteries, which are the major blood vessels in the front part of the neck that feed the brain, actually become diseased with what we call atherosclerosis or plaquing on the insides of the blood vessels.
And who's typically at risk for this disease?
Patients that are at risk are patients with vascular risk factors such as diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, family history of vascular disease, obesity, and smoking is highly associated with the development of vascular disease.
And are there symptoms or early warning signs of carotid artery disease?
That's a great question, because not all carotid artery disease is the same. So what we do is we break it down into symptomatic carotid artery disease and asymptomatic carotid artery disease. And what that means is that symptomatic carotid artery disease is when the blood vessel has become so diseased that it can actually cause a stroke or a transient ischemic attack. Symptoms for that could be things that we think of with a stroke, such as weakness on one side of the body, difficulty speaking, numbness, visual changes, and facial drooping. Asymptomatic carotid artery disease is disease of the carotid arteries that has not caused a problem.
Is there screening recommended for carotid artery disease?
Currently, there's no medical association that is recommending broad screening for carotid artery disease in patients that have not had stroke-like symptoms.
What can be done to prevent carotid artery disease in an individual?
This is the best question you could ask, because prevention is really key in vascular disease. So things that folks should do is work with their primary care physicians to modify their risk factors for vascular disease, which would include getting blood pressure checks and getting their blood pressure within goal, getting cholesterol checked and getting that LDL lipid in the very, very low range. Quit smoking. So people that are smoking are at a very high risk for vascular disease, not just in the carotids, but in any vascular bed in their body. And so quitting smoking is key to preventing this disease. Additionally, we would recommend, and only under the supervision of your primary care doc, but to consider an exercise program and to be active to reduce your risk of obesity, hypertension, diabetes, and cholesterol.
Tell us about the study that you're involved in that is related to carotid artery disease.
So currently, the National Institute of Neurologic Disorders and Stroke is funding a clinical trial called CREST-2. MUSC is just one of many sites in North America that is enrolling patients in the study. And basically what that is looking at patients with carotid disease that has never given them a problem into best medical therapy that we know in 2018 versus best medical therapy plus either surgical repair or stenting repair. You know, best medical therapy includes high-dose statin medications to reduce the risk of that building up. That includes an antiplatelet agent such as an aspirin. It also includes lifestyle modification. And then following those patients over 3 to 5 years, to see what their outcomes are.
And the idea is in 3 to 5 years, there'll be much more information known about which of these approaches seem to help.
That's exactly it. To really help us determine patients that have carotid artery disease, asymptomatic in particular, what is the best therapy for them.
Dr. Homestead, thanks for providing this information about carotid artery disease.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.